Juba resident Adiat Kur says the government's decision to pay each MP a $15,000 medical allowance has angered him. Kur says the money should have been channeled into developmental projects that would benefit many South Sudanese who need services in schools, hospitals, and health centers in remote parts of the country. He says it's unfair for the government to spend a huge amount of money on lawmakers while the country is experiencing a serious economic crisis.
And especially if one MP is being paid with such amount of money, another civil servant are not paid. It doesn't make sense. So if government have money, then this money should be used to pay the rest of the civil servants instead of giving such amount of money to each person.
Another Juba resident who prefers to be identified only as Philip for fear of reprisals from the authorities says paying MPs hefty medical allowances could create animosity between lawmakers and civil servants who have not been paid for many months.
$15,000 with this situation is quite complicated, actually. Majority of our citizens, they can get $100 just in a month. And if some people are getting $15,000. It's not balanced, actually. It's not balanced.
Bortown resident Daniel Anyeth Makwey says rather than accepting the medical allowance, MPs should advocate for the interest of the ordinary South Sudanese. He says the MPs should ensure the government pays the salaries of other civil servants and members of the security forces.
I condemn their act. They have to change such a spirit to speak on behalf of the people, then enriching themselves. Like in the previous year, they were given the allowance, they were given the car tokens, but the citizens have not got anything. The forces that are protecting the country have not get any tokens.
John Mayol, another Bor resident, says the government of South Sudan has no interest in the welfare of the ordinary people who are suffering from the country's economic challenges, including inflation.
The decision made by our government to approve up to $15,000 as a medical allowance to our national MPs is uncalled for. And we as South Sudanese condemn this, because the country is facing a lot of challenges economically, including the inflation in the market. Many of the South Sudanese do not afford to buy basic needs, which are topped by the food.
Mayol says the money paid to MPs as a medical allowance should have been used to subsidize prices of essential commodities, including food, which many families cannot afford. Joel Nomugek Daniel, a lawmaker representing Choibet County in the National Legislative Assembly in Juba, told this program Wednesday that some lawmakers will use the 15,000 medical allowance for helping the needy in their various constituencies. Daniel added that lawmakers are entitled to medical allowance regardless of South Sudan's economic crisis. For VOA News, I am Charlton Doki in Juba.